Clean, safe, local. Your home for business is the Village of Bedford Park. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03 Wednesday afternoon, August 14th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. Candy maker Mars is set to acquire snack company Kellanova. We'll discuss what that means for you at the grocery store in our next segment. But right now, the job market for all is tighter than it's been in recent months. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Michelle Reisdorf, Chicago jobs expert with the Robert Half Company in Chicago. Michelle, thank you for joining us today. Summer is ending, just based on the number of back-to-school pictures I'm seeing on social media today. Kids are going back to school, so that means fall and winter are not far behind. And if you're looking for a job, you're thinking about jumping to the other side of the fence, what are you going to encounter in the job market as the weather turns cooler?
Well, there's definitely pent-up demand in the market. Many companies, fearing an imminent recession, pulled back on hiring in the beginning of 2024. And so what we're seeing now is that companies are looking at their workloads, their, worker frustration, being overworked, et cetera, and saying, we definitely need to do some hiring. Our recent report said 52% of companies will be hiring in fall and winter of this year.
Now, it sounds like the job market is a little different compared to 2 or 3 years ago as the Great Resignation was unwinding. Back then, you could just poke your nose out and say, I'm looking for something, and chances are something would come your way. Now, it sounds like hiring managers are being a little more deliberative in their hiring process.
Absolutely. They're being very much more thoughtful. If they are ready to hire and spend money, they want to make sure that the decisions that they make are the right decisions. And so, what employees will find is that interview process is going to take longer. There's more thought put into it. You might meet with multiple managers versus one and getting an offer right on the spot. And so you just need to prepare yourself that, the process does take longer, but I do think it helps both parties ensure that they're making the right decision on that next career move.
Now, Michelle, in some of our previous conversations, we have talked about the importance of your personal and professional networks in finding a job. I mean, the job listing sites are nice, but once again, it's word of mouth and face-to-face communication that will really get you that next job if you are indeed looking. But what should you do in the process of looking as you're building those personal contacts in your professional network to really get your LinkedIn profile into fighting shape? And if you do want to find the new job, should you hire a professional resume writer?
Absolutely, all great options. I would say on the LinkedIn profile, you need to treat that just like a resume. You need to update it with new and relevant skills, certifications. You can even ask people to endorse you, and write a quick little blurb about, the work they've done with you, even if it's volunteer work. All of that very much helps. Where your LinkedIn and networking profile is concerned is you've got to make sure you cast as wide a net as you possibly can. The reality of it is who you know always helps in any hiring market. And I know myself personally as a hiring manager, I love referrals. I know that great people know other great people, and so I'm always looking for that. And so dust off your connections, get back out there, go to networking groups, make sure you're as connected as you possibly can be. Because you never know where that next job offer may come from.
And then very quickly, Michelle, if you are starting today, you listen to the segment and we give you that little bit of inspiration and you start your search today, and keeping in mind the fact you already have a job, so you can only devote so much time to it, what is a reasonable period, start to finish? How long should it take?
You know, I would say companies are starting to hire a little quicker just because they know the demand and they know that companies are hiring, but don't be surprised that the process could take easily 2 to 3 months in order to ultimately make the right decision on both sides. You know, we are still seeing offers that come through every day, you know, in one interview and done situation. But again, companies are being so much more thoughtful, so it's not uncommon for something to go a month, 2 months, or even 3 months for really, you know, high-profile positions. Be patient if that's the job you really want.
Michelle Reisdorf, Chicago jobs expert, Robert Half Company, thanks for joining us today.
An economy of words. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Snack maker Kellanova being bought by candy giant Mars in a deal valued at $36 billion. Let's discuss what this means for consumers with Bert Flickinger, managing director at the retail consulting firm Strategic Resource Group in New York. Bert, thank you for joining us today. Now, when this story broke last week, we broke down the proposed merger in terms of how does this put Mars into competitive space with other major global snack and candy brands. But let's talk today, Bert, about what this means for you at the grocery store. When you go to the store and you walk down the candy aisle or the snack aisle, how much of the product on the shelf is going to be a Mars / Kellanova product?
Rob, it's going to be close to where my alma mater, Procter & Gamble, is, close to 10% of a given retailer's sales. Full disclosure, Rob, I've worked with all companies, Procter & Gamble, Mars, Kellanova, and Kellogg. And the common denominator on Kellogg and Kellanova, Rob, is they've lacked innovation for decades, where Mars, led by Marijke Mars and her brothers and sisters and cousins, is one of the most innovative companies. So instead of seeing tired old brands that were grandma and grandpa's and brands sold in supermarkets, you'll see a lot of innovation, a lot of health, a lot of better products, and a lot of better prices, because Kellogg's and Kellanova had one page in their playbook, Rob, which raised prices and raised prices some more. So while sales were up, adjusted for inflation, sales were down. That does not happen with the Mars company. Mars profitably increases sales and is always very competitive on price and very innovative on quality, value, and food safety.
When we talk about innovation in the snack space, I mean, there are some things that are just tried and true. Potato chips, Cheez-Its have been the same, as you mentioned, ever since I had them at my grandmother's house 30 years ago, and people still seem to like them. But in terms of research and development and jazzing up traditional brands, what does Mars bring to the table?
Mars brings to the table one of the greatest research and development teams anywhere in America and anywhere worldwide that we've worked for. So whether it's food for people or food for pets, or affordable luxuries like chocolate and M&M's and Mars bars, or Dove candy and Dove ice cream, they're very innovative. They make it fun to buy and consume. Even if it's like John Mackey, the co-founder of Whole Foods, said, sin and salvation. So sin is maybe more sugar or more full-flavored products. Salvation is healthier products. And what Mars brings is both, but makes it enjoyable with the M&M Mars candy bars, where Kellogg and Kellanova, on the other hand, they haven't done anything with Mr. Pringle for a while on the Kellanova side, and they haven't done much with the Rice Krispie characters and Kellogg's ready-to-eat cereal either. So this is long overdue, and it also gives them more size, scale, and skill for the big mega Goliath buyers who dominate food retail, specifically Walmart, Costco, and Amazon.
And then you also mentioned they do have some of the quote unquote healthier brands, and I would imagine that Ozempic is one potential threat to that space, and they have to respond to it.
They have to respond, but they have to respond, Rob, that they don't make the mistakes Procter & Gamble made with Olestra, which created all kinds of internal issues and challenges, ultimately pulled from the market. So people went back to full flavor, full salt, lower calorie product. So that's something to certainly watch out for, to your present point.
Bert Flickinger, Managing Director at the retail consulting firm Strategic Resource Group in New York. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, it's a good time to shop for a used car.
Conversation that's on the money. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The cost of used cars is trending downward in double-digit fashion. Let's get the latest now on the market from Matt Jones, spokesman for TrueCar in Los Angeles. And Matt, not too long ago, the value of used cars blew up, more or less, because you could get a used car as opposed to new cars, which were beset by all sorts of COVID-related supply chain delays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's interesting to see how we got settled into that frame of mind that everything was just going to stay sky high forever. But then just, you know, we keep on living, and then we turn the corner, and it looks like things are dropping back down to something close to normalcy.
I was going to say, it's the price of a used car is down by quite a bit from the post-pandemic peak, but is it just back on that 2019 trend?
Well, you know, these prices are still higher than what we would have expected had we not had COVID. So prices are downward, but they are still elevated compared to, you know, traditional levels. But this could be a good time for those people who are sitting on the sidelines who've been wanting to get a car. And we think that the people who've been sitting on the sidelines, who've been wanting to buy a car, have been trading more cars in, and that's helped with the downward price pressure.
Now, let's look at it on both sides of the equation. If you are in the market for a car and you don't care if it is a new car, used car is just fine by you. What kind of deals can you expect in the used car marketplace as a buyer?
Well, you know, it depends on region and type of car. But what we're seeing is, you know, people are getting ready for Labor Day sales, and Labor Day coming up in just a few weeks is traditionally one of the biggest sale weekends of the year. And so inventory is starting to stock up. Incentives are starting to stock up. So people who are looking for a deal, whether it be a new car or a used car, are probably going to be in pretty good shape if they, you know, buy sometime between now and September 15th or so.
And then where are new car prices these days? Because if you want to buy a new car and then hope the trade-in value from that old car could knock a few bucks off the sale price, what can you expect today?
Well, you know, new car prices are continuing to ease up. Incentives are continuing to get better. I think that we are floating with an average transaction price of close to $50,000 about a year ago, and we are trending closer, much closer to 40, which is still pretty high. But here's the thing I think that we want to keep in mind is when prices go up for new cars and used cars, our trade-in values go up as well. And when prices go down, our trade-in value goes down as well. So it's not always the best thing to try to time it. It's just, you know, find the right car, make sure you're getting the right deal. And don't forget to check your interest rates because, you know, 80% of people are financing one way or the other. But prices are coming down. And for sticker shock, like those people who've been sitting on the sidelines because of sticker shock, that shock is easing. Things are becoming a little bit more like what we've been used to.
Matt Jones, spokesman, TrueCar in Los Angeles. Thanks for joining us today. Still ahead in Personal Finance Wednesday, the impact of being a smart shopper on your budget's bottom line.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Fine. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Hart. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. A fire in the West Loop leads to evacuations from a popular hotel. A major player says it won't attend scheduled ceasefire talks in the Middle East. Personal Finance Wednesday making sound money decisions by emphasizing quality when shopping. And a major fast food chain is trying out Spanish AI at its drive-thrus. WBBM Business, the markets are mixed. The Dow is up 231 points, NASDAQ down 36, S&P 500 up 10. We have 84 degrees right now at O'Hare under partly sunny skies, going up to 86 today. It's 12:31, topping our news at the half hour. A fire broke out in an electrical vault near the popular Soho House Hotel in the West Loop this morning. A hazardous materials response was called around 6 a.m. Lauren is a member of the hotel's club and lives across the street. She says she found out about the fire by looking out her window and hadn't heard anything from her building.
No building maintenance, and that's been kind of disappointing. I would hope for a bit more communication. I could have easily slept through this, and I would not have liked to have done that.
No one was hurt. ComEd is working to restore power to the area. Ceasefire talks on Gaza are scheduled to take place in Qatar tomorrow. Israel says it will attend, while Hamas says it will not. The latest from CBS's Cammy McCormick.
The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Linda Thomas-Greenfield, at a Security Council meeting on Gaza.
The United States' overall goal remains to turn the temperature down in the region. We need to get this over the finish line.
A U.S. envoy in Beirut said today there is no more time to waste. Gaza's health ministry says the death toll there is nearing 40,000.
The war in the Middle East between Israel and Hamas in Gaza is in its 10th month. Markets are mixed right now. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Gary Kulpbaum, President, Kulpbaum Capital Management. We'll check in with Gary in just a couple of minutes, get his perspective on what's happening on the market today. A big day as far as the fight against inflation is concerned. The inflation rate is slowing to 2.9%. The Consumer Price Index released today. The core CPI, which measures the more volatile segments of food and energy, just a tick higher, but once again, below analyst expectations. And let's now get the perspective of Gary Kulpbaum, President, Kulpbaum Capital Management in Orlando. Find him online at GaryK.com. Listen to him on the radio right now. Gary, thank you for joining us today. And your take on the CPI and PPI numbers this week. Is the fight against inflation effectively over, or are we on the one-yard line?
Well, it topped out a long time ago, and as long as Jay Powell don't print to $9 trillion again, which I believe caused the inflation, I think it'll stay down. I think the bigger issue is prices are still way up, and it's going to be a tough road to get them down. So people are suffering some. There is no doubt in my mind the consumer is a lot softer than they were months ago. And the big question is going to tip over, and I'm not very clear about that. But we're hearing from Amazon and Walmart and Home Depot and McDonald's and companies like that saying there's some issues out there. So that's something that had better be watched. I'm not so worried about inflation anymore. That was a year ago. I'm worried about the economy, and hopefully it stays in shape.
Right. It seems like the debate now has switched from inflation. How well are we fighting inflation? What's the progress on that front? And now the question is going to turn to the labor market. How much softness is too much?
Well, it's softer. And there's this rule of thumb. Once a trend is in place with the job market, it goes for a while. So let's hope that's not the case, because the trend near term has been the wrong way, less people working. So again, I've been saying for a year, as long as the job market holds up, I think the economy's fine. But if we lose the job market in such a debt-laden economy from the consumer all the way to the government, I worry about that being troublesome. So, again, I think we're going to be at some sort of inflection point here over the next 90 to 180 days, and it'll show itself. I think so far we're okay, but I'm seeing the signs that it's tipping over a little bit, and let's hope if it falls off a ledge, it's not a far drop.
If there are red flags on the horizon, where are you going to find them? Will they be in the monthly jobs report, or will they show up in the first-time unemployment claims on Thursday morning?
You'll find it in your friends and your relatives and your neighbors and in the newspaper. You know, government stats, all I can tell you, they keep revising every number big time, so I kind of put them aside. You'll have a much better feel when you look around in your city and what's going on there and how it's going. And again, so far, we've dropped some. We've softened some. I haven't seen the point where I call it the big uh-oh moment. But I will tell you this. We'll know we're getting towards an uh-oh moment because the market will be 15%. The stock market will be 15% below where it is right now. So I think we're in okay shape this second. But my good friend, something very much to watch because the job market is everything.
Now, I know you think that the Fed is kind of not necessarily the primary player in where we're going or where we've been, but they are going to make an interest rate decision coming up in September, and chances are they are going to cut. And where does the interest rate, the federal funds rate, where does that have to be to match up with where the economy is right now?
Well, for me, it's to match up to where the bond market is. The 10-year yield is down at 3.82 right now. They're still at 5.25, 5.5. So they're just a way above. If I was running the Fed today, I'd be down at 4.5% right now. So there's plenty of room to play catch up. And the worry is that they're staying high for too long, and that could hurt things. But the good news is the 10-year yield, the free market, is what's attached to mortgages. We've gone from 7.9 on a 30-year down to 6.4. The cost of capital has gone down big time for the consumer all the way up to the biggest of business. So the market's doing the job. It's just the Fed now has to start playing catch-up. And hopefully the fact that they're staying up there too long doesn't hurt things, like when they stayed down at 0% too long as inflation was skyrocketing.
Gary Kaltbaum, President, Kaltbaum Capital Management in Orlando. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up next in Personal Finance Wednesday, why going cheap when shopping usually doesn't pay off.
A deposit for your future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
In Personal Finance Wednesday, if when you're shopping, low price doesn't necessarily mean high value. Let's check in with Bob Phibbs, CEO of The Retail Doctor in New York, the website, theretaildoc.com. Bob, thanks for joining us today. And this calls to mind a story that my wife is going to tell for the rest of my life. And that is about 10 years ago, I went to a large online e-tailer that takes its name from a river in South America. You can guess what that is. And they have name brand products, but they also have stuff that you need right now at considerably lower prices. So I bought a big bag of Apple charging cords, except they weren't Apple charging cords. They were supposed to serve Apple products. They were $5, and I thought I had the steal of the century until they stopped working a week later. And that's a good jumping off point to our discussion, Bob, why sometimes the more expensive, higher quality product is the better play.
Always buying the more expensive is the better play, my friend. I learned that in the hotel business with one of my first clients, and people go, it's just a bed. It's like, if that's your mindset, then great. Enjoy that $50 bed by the freeway with the gas station by the side. But if you want to rest and you have a nice vacation, you're probably going to get a Marriott that's going to run you, I don't know, 10 times that much, because you've learned that value of better sleep and having concierge and not worrying about your car and things that like are worth it to you, just like in clothing as well.
And this is a trend that actually has a name now. It's called slow shopping. Don't make the impulse purchase that you see on the website of the large retailer, and instead do some smarter shopping and really shop on quality instead of price.
Well, this isn't really a new idea by any means, and it flies in the face of the other big trend, which is called spaving, which is where people are obsessed with the great deal they get at Temu or Shine. You know, I can get a t-shirt for $2. What the heck? I'll get 10, right? And they buy it, and of course it falls apart. But there's a certain amount of maturity you've got to have to be able to do that. And a certain amount of times, like I remember I bought a flannel shirt when I was in high school, and I think it was, I don't know, $6.99 or something, and it looked great on me, and I washed it, and it could have fit a small dog. So until you have that experience, though, right, you'll think it's a great deal.
And what, where is it when we talk about really shopping in terms of quality? I mean, looking at things that you're going to have for a long time, and maybe even on the clothing side of the equation, there are things that you could buy, suits, shoes for sure, that if you take good care of them and they're not totally of the moment, you can hang on to it for a good, you know, 20, 30 years.
Because I am a shoe dog and started out selling Florsheim shoes when I was putting myself through college, I will tell you that a pair of shoes with a pair of cedar shoe trees in them will last three times longer than ones that don't. But until you have that explained to you and understand why you use a certain hanger if you're going to have a nice suit, that's part of why, you know, the younger generation goes through thrift stores, because they've learned what quality looks like. They've grown up on learning what quality looks like. And so they are valuing things that a lot of boomers are getting rid of.
And when it comes to you know, spending to save, if you do buy the higher quality item and you hang on to it for a couple of decades, that saves you potentially hundreds, if not thousands of dollars in subsequent trips to the store to replace a lower quality product that you bought because you thought it was cheaper.
Well, to your point, that phone charger that you got is the most expensive purchase you bought ever, because you used it for a week or two and got no value from it. So it is, you're going to pay for it one way or the other, my friend. So why not go ahead, treat yourself to the version that has the more widgets, and treat yourself to the hotel room, and treat yourself to the fresh food, and discover what that's like. And I think you find that really you're tired of paying for stuff that doesn't really deliver.
Bob Phibb, CEO of The Retail Doctor in New York. Find him online, theretaildoc.com. Join us at this time tomorrow for Technology Thursday. And still to come, a fast food drive-thru uses AI to go bilingual.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
A pilot program from Wendy's is introducing Spanish-speaking AI at drive-thrus in two states. Let's talk about the experiment with R.J. Hadavi, head of analytical research at the foot traffic analysis firm Placer AI in Palo Alto, California. RJ, thank you for joining us today. And the last time we spoke, we talked about how Wendy's was rolling out AI at the drive-thru as another fast food chain was doing away with it for now because they were having a lot of problems in implementing AI at the drive-thru. So how is this going to add or potentially complicate the Wendy's experiment with AI?
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting test to watch. And obviously, there are several quick service restaurant chains that are exploring AI at the drive through and other options as well. I think this is an interesting test because, to my knowledge, it's the first one that uses different languages, obviously Spanish being the case here, for a handful of locations in both Michigan and Florida. And I think it's interesting. Obviously, you want to make these technologies as broad and as usable as possible. And so I think this is going to be something that, you know, if effective, would certainly be something that we see replicated a lot of other quick service restaurant chains. But to your point, McDonald's and others have also struggled to make it work. And, you know, adding another language does add a layer of complexity that not everybody's probably going to be prepared for in this end. So not every chain's going to be prepared for. So it'll be an interesting test to watch.
AI at the drive-thru, if it meets its promise, is a time-saving tool at the end of the day. It allows the person who would take orders at the drive-thru to take over other functions at the restaurant. And it also eliminates, and as we might see here with Wendy's, not only a language barrier, but an enunciation barrier, too. And I would imagine the time-saving function of bilingual or multilingual AI is, if you have a Spanish-speaking customer who pulls up, you don't have to run around trying to find the person who speaks Spanish to actually take the order, and that saves you minutes at the drive-thru.
It does. And again, at the end of the day, it's all about an efficiency game here and using AI technologies to improve the throughput and getting orders taken faster. And in this case, too, I think more accurate. I think you point out that this is a case that could be help to improve order accuracy, which would save a tremendous amount of time. That is one of the more time-consuming activities. Is, you know, it's a crew has to remake an order, things like that. I think this is going to be interesting technology, particularly if we do see order accuracy pick up. That was been some of the issues with the rollouts at previous locations. But, you know, certainly having more language, multi-language, I think can certainly help improve the accuracy and ultimately improve the speed of the lines.
Outside of the fast food or quick service context, how good or how effective has multilingual AI been? I mean, I think we're all used to Google Translate now, but are these language models able to speak in different languages and understand it?
The ones I've seen, there are some language programs that are able to just speak in multiple languages at this point, too. So I think it was only a matter of time before we started to see this implemented at the drive-thru. And certainly there'll be other languages that could be adapted. Most of the quick service restaurant chains are global corporations. Certainly, you know, would be interested in implementing this across all their markets if successful. So I think there are a number of programs out there, and it's just, you know, something we'll continue to see more and more investment and development on in the next couple of years.
RJ Hadavi, head of analytical research at the foot traffic analysis firm Placer AI in Palo Alto, California. Thank you for joining us today. If you missed any part of the Noon Business Hour, we'll have the replay podcast available shortly at WBBMNewsRadio.com and the Odyssey app.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.